Okay, today is Daf Hey, Masechta Sukkah. We're on Daf Dalel Amud Beis by the two dots of She'ena Gevoah Asara Tvachim. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskel family, Lila Nishmas Perol Bas Shlomo Zalman, Shama Shadav and Aliyah. So the Mishnah said that if a Sukkah is not 10 Tvachim tall, you can't. It's not a valid Sukkah. It's not a valid Sukkah. Menolam, how do you know that? So someone asked, what do you mean, how do you know that? We already said that. It's not a dira, it's a dira srucha, it's a foul sukkah living in such a tiny sukkah. Why do we need a source for it? The answer is, because there are other things that have 10 tvachim requirements that have nothing to do with foulness. Right? Like a machitza or these kinds of things. And how do you know that 10 tvachim is some kind of chash of a number? If it's more than 10 tvachim, it's this. If it's less, it's this. How do you know that? So for that, Itmar, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chabiba, Masnu. These four Tanoim, Amorayim, they taught it. And Bekul Seder Moed, whenever in Seder Moed these names come up, Kol Ki Agavnan, every time they come up, Chalufi Rabbi Yochanan, Umay Rabbi Yonatan. Some take out Rabbi Yochanan and they put Rabbi Yonatan instead. Okay, either way. Aron Tisha, the Aron was 9 Tvachim tall. How do you know the Aron was 9 Tvachim tall? Because the Aron was an Amma and a half tall. And an Amma is 6 Tvachim. So 6 plus 3 is 9. So it was 9 Tvachim tall. The Kaporas Tefach. And the Kaporas was a Tefach tall. How do you know the Kaporas was a Tefach tall? We don't know. We'll see in a few minutes. Hare Kanasara, that's 10. Now what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? That the Aron was 10 Tvachim tall. Well, Uksivan it says, Vino adati l'chasham, I will meet you over there, Hashem says to Moshe, v'dibarti itcha me'al ha-kaporas, and I will talk to you from on top of the kaporas. Right? V'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, me'olam never happened, lo yarda shechina lamata, the shechina never went down below 10 tvachim, v'lo alu Moshe Eliyahu l'morom, and neither Moshe nor Eliyahu went up to heaven. So what do you see? Shenemar, like it says, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem, V'ar San Levnei Adam. Mankind, you stay there, and Hashem, I'll stay here. So what do you see?
How does that mean anything?
1 second. So we'll get to that. So what do you see? So what do you see? What's the halacha that you get out of this? The halacha is that 10 tefachim is another rishos. Because Hashem said, I'll come meet you, but I'm not coming below 10 tvachim. I'll meet you on top of the kaporas, which is a different rishos. So you see that 10 tvachim is a different rishos. That's the makar. The 10 tvachim is a different rishos. Now the Gemara's like, how can you say that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim? What do you mean? We're going to get to all that. Right? But you see from here, the 10 tvachim is another rishos.
Now why is that, when it came to the 20 tvachim, which is the maximum,
20 hours.
We discussed practical reasons. Your eye doesn't go below. It's a dira keva. Now here we all start this entire daf with esoteric things.
Correct.
You compare with the kaporas, you compare with the tzitzur, and there's no practical thing. A person sitting down measured this much. How come there's not?
It's a good, very good question. It's a very good question. Even more of that, the Ritva asks, Rabbi Yossi makes a statement over here. The Shechina never went down below 10. There's no pasuk. There's no makar, there's no remez.
He gave you Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem.
What? But there's nothing. He makes it. And by the way, you want to say some esoteric statement about God coming down? You can say that. But halacha from that? There's a halacha from that? I learned a halacha about Hilchas Sukkah from this halacha. It's a very funny thing. So the Dvar says he found the Yerushalmi that makes a Gzeir Shava. It says over here, Vino adati lecha, v'dibarti itcha.
One thing that we can't argue on.
And I'll speak with you. And it says by Matan Torah, min hashemayim midibarti imachem. From the heavens I spoke with you. So it's a gzeir shavah. So it's like in the heavens it's a different rishos. So too, when Hashem came down, it was still a different rishos. Right? Right. And then of course, he quotes the Adav, it says, even though there's no question about it, that this Gemara is very sowed, it's very, it's a secret, it's Kabbalistic, it's esoteric, it's still a Pashup Shat. Hashem didn't go within 10 Tvachim, and therefore, you see the 10 Tvachim is another Rishos. Now the Gemara is going to start off. V'lo yarda shechina lamata, what the shechina doesn't come down to earth, but it says, Vayirid Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down to Har Sinai. No, l'mayla me'asar tvachim. He was within 10 tvachim away. He didn't come all the way down. Ah, v'ksiv, it says, v'amdu ragla v'yomuhu al Har Zesim. When Mashiach comes, Hashem will stand on Har Zesim. No, l'mayla me'asar tvachim. He won't be on Har Zesim Amish, he'll be 10 tvachim away. Ah, v'lo olu Moshe v'lo olu Moram. Moshe and Leo didn't go up to Shemayim. V'ksiv, but it says, Moshe olu elu elokim. Moshe went up to God. L'mayla me'asar. He wasn't Mamish there, he was 10 tvachim away. So he was in another Rishos. And it says, V'yal Eliyahu b'sa'ara p'hashamayim. And Eliyahu went up to heaven in a storm, up to heaven. Yeah, l'mata b'yasara. He was less than 10 tvachim. I have uksiv, but it says, it's a pasuk in Eov, Me'achaz p'nei kisei parshez olav anano. I don't even know what those words mean. But Rav Tamchum explained, Malamed Shepiresh, Shakai, Miziv, Shchinaso, Va'ananu, Olav. Whatever it means that he bestowed Moshe with certain kind of Gilui, with a certain kind of Gilui. So he gave Moshe some kind of Gilui. So it's hard to give a Gilui when you're very far away. And the Gemara gives the same answer, Lamata Me'asara. He was less than 10. Ah, Mikol Makom Ma'achez Pnei Kisei Ksiv. It says he was in front of the throne. He was in front of Hashem's throne. What do you mean he was 10 tefachim away? The Gemara says, no. Ashtarbube Ishtarbeble Kisei. The Arasara V'Nakatle. The throne went down to within 10 tefachim. And then from there they gave Moshe something. But Hashem himself didn't. So therefore, there's no, what do you see from here? End of the story. That the 10 tefachim is another Rishos. Okay, we're not really going to change that. Now we're gonna. How do you know that the Kaporis was a tefach? That we don't know. We just took it for granted. So the Aron's 9. Well, the Aron, the Torah says, is 1.5 amas tall. Whatever a tefach is, you can figure out how many tefachim the Aron is. So we said it's 6. So it's 9 tefachim tall. That we could say. On a basis, the Gemara is gonna say, well, not everyone holds it 6. If you hold it's 5, we'll get to that. But what about the Kaporis? How do you know there's a tefach thick? Torah doesn't say. Torah never says. So the Gemara says, Bishloma Aron Tisha Dixiv Asa Aron Tzei Shitim Amasayim V'chetzi Arko V'amah V'chetzi Rachbo V'amah V'chetzi Komaso. That I understand. 1.5 Amas tall. If an Am is 6 Tvachim, it's 9 Tvachim tall. Ela Kaporis Tefach Minolim. How do you know the Kaporis is a Tefach thick? How do you know that? Doesn't say anywhere. So the Gemara says, Titani Rabbi Chanina Kol HaKelim Sha'asa Moshe, all the kelim that Moshe made, nasna behem Torah, the Torah gave you, midas arkan, the length, midas rachban, the width, midas komathan, and the height. It says to Meiri, really? What about the menorah? There's no length, there's no width, there's no height. All the kelim the Torah said have the length, the width, and the height. So the menorah has neither length, neither width, neither height.
Moshe didn't build it.
What? What do you mean? Sure, he built it.
Go according to one night through
the
stuff. He couldn't figure it out and threw the gold in.
Right. The gold in. So the Miri answer doesn't give that answer. He gives much more esoteric answers. He says, well, the word zeh is gematria vizeh. Vizeh maisa menorah. Vizeh is gematria 18. It's 18 tefachim tall. That's one answer he gives. He says the menorah is written 3 times with a vav, an extra vav, and 6 times 3 is 18. All these are muzzim to 18, that the menorah is 18 tefachim tall. And that's the esoteric answer. The Pashup Shad answer is, if the Torah gave Shiurim, it gave all 3. Length, width, and height. And if it didn't, it didn't. So not Kashan Menorah, the Menorah didn't give any Shiurim. But it's never going to give only 2 out of the 3. So here by the Kapores, Midas Archbo, Umidas Rachbo, Nasna. It gave us the length and the width. It had to fit on top of the Aron. So we know that. Midas Komaso, Lo Nasna. But it never told us the height. How thick is it? So the Gemara says, well, Tseu Lamad Mipachos Shebekelim. Well, what's the smallest shear we have from the Kelim? What's the smallest shear we have? Shenemar, Vasisa Lo Mizgeres, is some kind of frame, crown frame, around the Shulchan. Tefach Saviv. The Torah says it's a Tefach Saviv. It's a Tefach all around. Malahalon Tefach, Afkan Tefach. So it's like over there, it's a Tefach. So to here it's a tefach. You hear? So Taka, why didn't the Torah give the shear of the kaparas? Why didn't the Torah give the shear? So he says in the name of the who is this? Doesn't even say who it's from. Oh, the Ben Yoyada, because an unbelievable, very nice vart. He says, what does the Oren HaKodesh represent? Torah. What does the Kaporis represent? Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh doesn't have a shear. Torah Shabbal Ksav does. Torah Shabbal Ksav is finite. Torah Shabbal Peh is not finite. Now we have a shear, but it's to let you know, there's no end to Torah Shabbal Peh. There's no shear in the Torah what it is. Torah Shabbat Ksav is finite. Torah says, the Oren be this tall, this wide, this fat, very good. It's finite. Torah Shabbat Peh is not finite, and therefore there's no shear. Very nice. Anyway, so it's a tefach thick, because we learned it out from the Mizgeres. Okay? So the Gemara says, V'nelef mikelim gufayhu. We'll learn it out from a keli itself. You're learning it out from an adornment of the shulchan? That's a funny thing. So the Gemara says, no, that's not so funny. Tafasta meruba tafasta, tafasta muat, tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. You don't care the biggest shear, you take a small shear, the smallest shear. Right, Rashi says, very interesting Rashi. It's a very long Rashi to tell you the idea of tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Tell you, why is Rashi being so wordy? It's in the third skinny line, fourth skinny line. Kol davar, anything, shemashma'o meruba umuat, it could be big and it could be small. Like the kaporas. It could be the size of a masgeres, or it could be the size of the shulchan itself. Very, very tall. Im tafasta es hamuat. If you pick the small shear, yafat tafasta. You did a good thing. That's a good thing. The batze mehachi, lo mashma. Can't be less than that. Because there's no model for that. There's no precedent for that. Vim yimatze shir lecha lutfas hameruba. If you want to pick a bigger shear, hare hosifu lecha, it's too big, v'lo natlu mimashi bedecha klum. And they're left with nothing. Vim tafasta hameruba lo tafasta. Shatanira kishakon bidvarecha. It looks like you're lying in your words, like you're lying. Deshema muad yeshecha litvos, because maybe you should have taken the small shear. Va'ata herbisa litvos chesru lcha midashir decha. But you took a bigger shear than you're supposed to. Haina lo tafasta. Therefore, don't do it. Avo kishatitzpos hamuat, when you come to take the small shear, im yosifu tov. Good, excellent. Vim lav, masha tafasta, tafasta. Umashal, it was just a mashal. A whole long Rashi. It's not such a crazy concept. Tafasta below tafasta. Don't pick the biggest one. Pick the smallest one. So the Gemara says, fine. If we're going down that road of picking the smallest one, I found something smaller than the Mizgeres. V'nelef mi tzitz. What about the tzitz? The Tanya. Tzitz doma kimin tas shel zav. It was some kind of plate of gold. V'rochav bez etzbos. It was only 2 fingers thick. 2 fingers. Not so. It's less than a tefach. Tefach's 4 fingers. 4 or 5, yeah. The makif me ozen la ozen, it went from one ear to the other ear. The kosevel of beis shitin, and it had two lines, two rows. Yud hey lamaila, Hashem's name on top. The kodesh lamed lamata, and kodesh lamed on the second line. So it said Hashem kodesh le. Says Tosfos, look at the second Tosfos. Yesh mefarshim, lamata mamish, ze lamaila mizeh. Some say, yeah, the word Hashem was in the middle, and right underneath Hashem it said kodesh le. Says Tosfos, lo mistaber. That doesn't make any sense. What's kodesh le? Hashem kodesh le. The lo mistaber. Ein ze derech priyaso. It's not how you read it. It's backwards. V'lo, right? Eli yesh lefarish ze shelo kineged ze. They were not near each other. Kodesh, lamed, betchilas shita, on the beginning of the line. And Lashem, v'shem, b'shem, b'sof shita l'yona. So it's Kodesh, Lashem.
That make more sense to you?
No. Does that make sense to you?
No, that makes sense.
Right. So the Rosh Hashanah has an unbelievable answer. Kind of funny thing. It's like Hashem Kodesh Le, right? It's backwards. It says Rosh Hashanah, no. On the Kohen Gadol was the Choshen. Ruvain Kodesh Lashem. Shimon Kodesh Lashem. Levi Kodesh Lashem. All the Shvatim, when you look at the Kohen, You see all the names of the Shvatim, and going up to his head, Kodesh Hashem. If you read it from down to up, it makes perfect sense. And that's why it was written like that. Such an unbelievable answer. Such an unbelievable answer. Right? When you look at all the Shvatim, they're all Kodesh Hashem. Such a great answer. It's amazing. No one thought of that till the Rishash came along.
Nobody thought about letting this make
any
sense.
Okay? Now, Vamar Abelaz Eliezer Bar Yossi, Ani Reisi Barome, I was once in Rome, and I saw the tzitz. V'kasev lov Kodesh Hashem b'shita achas. And it said Kodesh Hashem on one line. Which, putting aside the Rishash, that makes sense. Right? And so why don't we let it out from the tzitz? It's smaller than the Misgeris, which is a tefach, less than a tefach. It's two fingers, half a tefach even. So and it's much, right? If we're going tefas tamru below tefas tamuot, pick the tzitz. So, one second. The Gemara says tzitz on two lines. And he says, I was in Rome, it was only on one line. So what's pshat? Was it on one line or two lines? So he says over here that the Rambam says that they had extra tzitzes, spares. And sometimes they put it on one line, sometimes they put it on two lines. So he saw one with one line, the one that they were talking about, two lines. Not a stira. Not a kasha. Could be there was two, more than one tzitz.
The odds of them doing more than one tzitz is fine. That makes sense.
Yeah?
Yeah, it makes sense.
That makes sense. To do it differently?
Differently is not making any sense.
He says that, Pirush HaRambam, Pa'amim Hayosin Kach, sometimes they did it like this, Ulakach, that sounds like that. It was like, you can do whatever you want. Okay. Anyway, that's a side show. The main show is that why don't we learn out that the kaparos was that small from the tzitz? The Gemara answers, done and kli mi kli. We learn out of kalim from kalim. Vein donim kli mitachshet. We don't learn kalim from tachshet. Tachshet is jewelry. The tzitz is not a kli. It's more of an article of clothing, right? Or an adornment. It's not, it's apples and oranges. So v'nelef mi zer. The amar mar, the zer mashahu. The zer was another kind of something surrounding the shulchan. Not 100% sure what it is. Not the mizgeres. Another crown around the shulchan. And that had no shear. So if it had no shear, then the kaporos also had no shear. It can be paper thin. The amar mar, zer mashahu.
But it had no shear, or we don't know the shear.
No, zer mashahu. It could be any shear. It could be as thin as you wanted it to be.
What was it?
I don't know. No one knows. But the point is, it doesn't have a shear. So if it doesn't have a shear, it's even less than even a zit. The Gemara says, no, don and kli mi kli, but ain't don and kli mi heksher kli. We only learn kalim from kalim, and not kalim from adornments.
What is the miskeros?
Ihachi! Miskeros na mi heksher kli hu. The miskeros is also an adornment. So it's no. Misgarto lamata hoisa. No, the miskeros was underneath the table, therefore it's not an adornment, it's part of the table. And therefore, it's part of the kli. Hani chlamanda amar misgeres lamanda hoisa. That only makes sense if you hold the misgeres was there. El lamanda amar misgeres lamayla hoisa. But if you hold the misgeres was not there, it was above the table, ma'ikal amemah, then it's taka just an adornment. High hechsher kli, it was just an adornment. Ella, okay, you're right. Don and davar shenitna batora mida. We will learn something where the Torah gave me a shear. The kaporis. At least I know how wide and how deep and how deep it was. I should know how thick it was. Midavar shenatna bo Torah mida. From the misgeres. Which the Torah gives me a shear. It says a tefach. Vayochichu tzitz vizir. Don't bring me a riot from the tzitz. Don't bring me a riot from the zir. Shlo natna behem Torah mida klal. Well, the Torah gave no shear whatsoever. And therefore I learned it out from the... So how do I know that the kaporis was a tefach thick? From the misgeres. That's one pshat. Right? We've gone away from sukkah now. Start off the daf, how do you know it's 10 tefachim tall? We're learning out of the Aron. It's a different rishos to Aron, because Hashem never came there. How do you know it was 10 tefachim? Well, the Aron was 9. How do you know that the kaporis was 10? It was 1? We learned that from the Mizgeres. That's one pshat. Rehuna Amar? No. Mehacha is another source to tell you that the tefach, that the kaporis was one tefach thick. Did mehacha from over here. It says that when you sprinkle the dam on Yom Kippur, it says you took the dam of the par, al pnei hakapores kedma, on the face of the kapores to the east. Ve'ein panim pachos mitefach. There's no such thing as a face less than a tefach. Then you wouldn't call it al panim. You would call it something else. Since it says panim, pnei, that has to be a tefach. Okay? Says the Gemara, ve'ema ka'ape dvar yuchni. Well, maybe it's the face of this yuchni bird, which is very large. And the Gemara says, no. Tafasta mru below tafasta. Tafasta mru tafasta. Don't pick the biggest bird out there. Don't pick the biggest animal. So ve'ema ba'ape diti pirita. Dizuta tuva. Maybe it's another bird that's tiny. Less than a tefach even. Some little tiny bird. If you want to go down that road. The Gemara says, you're right. Amar v'acha bar Yaakov, that's true. Rav Huna, pinei, gamar. It's gzeira shava. What's the gzeira shava? Ksiv, it says, ha'achal pinei ha'kaporis. On the face of the kaporis, which means it has to be at least a tevach. Uksiv, and it says, hasam, that when Yaakov got the brachas from Yitzchak, right, it says, me'esh pinei Yitzchak aviv. From the face of Yitzchak, his father. Yitzchak was a human being. So he had a tefach. His face was a tefach. So therefore, that's how you know that the face, the height, the thickness of the kapor was also a tefach. V'nelech mipnim shel maila. How about the face of an angel? Dechsev, it says, kiraos pnei Elokim v'tertzini. It's in the same parsha there with Yaakov. That's what the pasuk says over there. Right? It says over there that Yaakov told Esav that the reason why he got met later, he says, al pnei reisi panecha kiraos pnei Elokim. I saw the faces of angels and I prevailed. So maybe it means that. Maybe it means angels. Right? So, tafasta mru below, tafasta mru tafasta. Same answer. Why picking the angels? The Pnei Yeshua says angels didn't even have an end.
They don't have a size.
Maybe Rashi would adopt the form went at length because of all these different words.
Exactly. Maybe. Could very well be. Right? So the Zeri Yitzchak says, we just said a minute ago, maybe it's a large bird. And we said, no, tefasta mru below tefasta. Well, maybe it's an angel. No, tefasta mru below tefasta. Didn't you know we're going to give that answer? You know we're going to give that answer, right? So the Zeri Yitzchak says, the Gemara always does that. The Gemara always does that. Maybe there'll be a different answer. Maybe I can learn something else. Nothing else? Okay, it's a good answer too. But the Gemara...
on the page before.
Yeah, exactly. The Gemara always does that. Okay. That's the same question, and give the same answer. Says, maybe there'll be a different answer. Okay. V'nelech mikruv. What about the kruv? The kruvim now were on top of the kaporis. Dechsev, it says, el ha-kaporis, yiyu pnei ha-kruvim, the face of a kruvim. Amar v'acha bar Yaakov, gemiri, ein pnei kruvim, pechusim mitefach. Right? Rav Huna nami mehachi gomer. That's right. Rav Huna klonet af mir too. You're right. Ein ha-kanami klonet af from the kruvim. We have a tradition, the kruvim is a tefach, we're calling out from the kruvim. Umay kruv, what exactly is a kruv? What is that? Right? And by the way, why is the kruvim better than Yitzchak? Why is the kruvim better than Yitzchak? The answer is obvious, because the kruvim are on the kaporis. So it makes much more sense. I'll use the pinay on the kaporis, that's the same size as the kaporis, for us to go to Yitzchak Avinu, from all places. It's a random place. Much better over here. My kruv, what exactly is a kruv? Amar Ravo, karavya. It's like a child. She came to Bavel, because in Bavel, kor and liyanuka, they call children ravya, door ravya. So kruvim is really a child. Amle abaya elameyata, but it's 1 second. It says that the hechel of Hashem, he saw a nevuah, and he saw four figures. Pnei echad, Pnei ha'echad, pnei ha'kruv, pnei ha'sheni, pnei ha'adam. One was a kruv, one was a person. Hainu kruv, hainu adam. It's the same thing. If you're telling me now it's a child, no, the answer is api rafri, api zutri. One was big and one was small. One was a child and one was an adult. Okay. Now, so the Aron was, with the Kaporis, was 10 tfachim tall. Right? But we said that you have to have 10 tefachim of hollow space without the schach. Otherwise, it's no good, right? So mimai dechalale asara. How do you know you have to have 10 tefachim of hollow space bar mischacha, without the schach? Ema maybe bahade schacha. Maybe you can have 10 tefachim with the schach. Why? Because the 10 tefachim was with the kapores. So maybe the whole thing has to be 10, just like the whole Aaron was 10. Right, Rashi says, Kivan deme Aaron v'kaporas yalafta asara, since we're learning about 10 from the Aaron and the kaporas, mimai dechalala asara, how do you have to have 10? Levar me over ischach, with besides the thickness of the schach. Dilma maybe, bahadi schacha, maybe it means the schach, ki Aaron v'kaporas. Just like the Aaron and the kaporas was 10, so too the shtuk is 10 with the schach. Maybe that's the pshat. We said yesterday not like that. But now we're saying, well, if learning out from the Aaron and the schach and the kaporas, that was 10 with the kaporas. So maybe it should be 10 with the schach inside. That question is so strong that we can't learn out 10 from the Aaron. We can't learn out 10 from the Aaron now. Because if we're learning out from the Aaron, it should be 10 with the schach. Because it's 10 with the kaporas. We said it has to be 10 without the schach. It can't be the Aaron. It can't be a good source. We're going to give another source now. Ella mi base olamim gamar. We're going to learn it out from the base hamikdash. Base hamikdash. What's about the base hamikdash? The chesivit says, v'abayis ha'shabana hamelach Shlomo. The base hamikdash was the following size: Lashem for Hashem, shishim amo arko, 60 amos long, the esrim rechavo, 20 wide. This is what we need to know. V'shloshim ama komaso. It was 30 amos tall. 30 amos tall. Uksivit it says, Komas hakruv echad eser ba'ama. One of the kruvim on top of the aron was 10 amos tall. 10 amos tall. V'chein hakruv hasheni. And the second kruv, by the way, was also 10 amos tall. They were the same size. Now, v'tanya. We didn't get there yet. We'll get with the stages. V'tanya. Ma matzinu beis olamim. In the beis hamikdash, kruvim b'shlish habayis hein omdim. The kruvim was one third of the size of the room. The room was 30 amos tall, and the kruvim were 10 amos tall. That's a third, right? Now, Rashi says something. I'm not sure what Rashi's talking about. Rashi says, "Bishlish habayis hayu omdin, shahayu hakruvim she'asa Shlomo, the kruvim that Shlomo made." Omdin ba'oret al raglehem. They were on the ground, standing on their feet. And they were not on top of the kaparas?
No.
They were statues. The Ksivan it says, V'komas hakruv eser. This was 10 amos tall. Nimsa, komasa kala b'shlish gavo habayis. The top of the keruvim ended a third of the way up. Shehu sholshim, which is 30. Right? So, in other words, they're not on top of the aron. They're on the floor. They're 10 amos tall.
It's not the same thing, you know.
Not the same thing as Aaron.
Correct. That was 10 tefachim.
Correct. But we never spoke about the kruvim on top of that.
That was probably how they'd be 10 amos till brittle.
Right? We never spoke about that. We never spoke about that.
By the Aaron?
We never spoke about the angels on top of the Aaron. We never spoke about the kruvim on top of the Aaron, just to say that they look like children. But we never said how tall they were. Now we're talking about another thing. In the Beis HaMikdash, someplace, Shlomo put two kruvim that were 10 amos tall. Okay, Kodesh Kedoshim. And the height was 30 amos tall. So it's one third. Afkan, here's the key. Afkan, so too. Bamishkan, Shkishahoyu HaKruvim Sha'asa Moshe Al HaKapores. The Kruvim on top of the Kapores, Hayagabeyan Kala B'shlush Gevoh HaBayis. They ended a third of the height up to the whole top of the Mishkan. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, these kruvim were one third. So too in the Mishkan, they were one third.
So one third is at ba'at. It's a full 10 tefachim.
Right. Now, Mishkan, Nami, kruvim, b'shlosh habayisim, on the back of the Gemara. The Mishkan is the same story. Now, Mishkan, kamahavu, how tall was the Mishkan? The Mishkan was eser amos, 10 amos tall. Dichtiv, and it says, asa amos orech hakeresh. Each beam was 10 amos tall. So if you want to change Amos into Tvachim, that's 6. 6 times 10 is 60. It was Shitin Pushchi, 60 Tvachim. Right? Talsei Kamahave, how much is a third of 60? 20. Espin Pushchi, 20. Now, from the 20 Tvachim, how much of it is Aron?
10.
Right? Dal Atzara de Aron, the Kaporas. Take away 10 for the Aron of the Kaporas. Parshalhu Asara. How much is left? 10 Tvachim. The Kruvim on top of the Aron were 10 Tvachim tall. Uksivan it says, Oya Kruvim Porshe Kinafayim Lamaila. The wings of the Kruvim were spread above. Sochim, notice that word Sochim, comes the word Schach. Kanfeim ala Kaporas. Kroyer Rachmana Sichacha. Lamaila Measara. What do you see from here? That Tzchach is up to minimum 10 Tvachim. Okay?
Why is it called the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaLam?
Because it's everlasting.
Yeah, thanks. I got that.
Because it's supposed to be everlasting. Mimai digad finhu.
The Makom, that Makom, the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash, that's like the whole argument, right? Is the holiness for now, holiness forever.
Right. So mimai digadfinhu alai reshe kaimi. The funny question: how do you know that the kruvim were taka 10 tefachim tall? Dilma maybe lahade reshe kaimi. Maybe they were flush with their head and with the heads of the wings. We're talking about the wings. Maybe they were flush with the head, and therefore they weren't going to be really full 10 tefachim tall. Amar vachar Yaakov lamaila ksev. It says lamaila. The ema the midli tuv. Maybe they were very tall. Makes it Lamaila Lamaila, doesn't say Lamaila Lamaila, it just says one Lamaila, and therefore 10 Tvachim. And that's how you know 10 Tvachim. So how do you know that a sukkah has to be a minimum of 10 Tvachim tall? From the Kruvim on top of the Kaparas. Right? Good. Ha Nichol Reb Meir. This makes sense according to Reb Meir. Dharma who said, Kala Amos, Ha Yabinins. All Amos in the Beis HaMikdash were Beinonis, which means six Tvachim. All this makes sense if it's six Tvachim. El Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amma who says, Amma Bas Binyan, Amma Shal Binyan, Shisha Tvachim, the Amma was six Tvachim tall, I'm sorry. Yes, the Amma of the building was six Tvachim per Amma. However, Vishal Kalim, funny Shita, Chamisha, each Kali was only five Ammas tall. Five tefachim equal an amma. So ma'ikul ha'neimar. Now all the numbers are off. So arad v'kapores kama havaluhu. How tall was the arad and the kapores? How tall? Well, if the arad is 1.5 times 5 is going to give me tamnei opalga, 8.5. It's going to be 8.5, right? Pashaluhu Chatzari. What does Pashaluhu Chatzari mean? Oh.
11.5
left, right? So 11.5 left. Right, Pashaluhu Chatzari Upalga.
Because we still know the size of the building.
Right. In other words, the building was 30 amos, was 10 amos, was 10 amos tall.
Of the sixes,
right. So that's 20 tvachim. 20 tvachim?
No. You're doing two measurements. One measurement's in sixes, one measurement's in fives.
No, I know, but why is 11.5 plus 8.5 is 20?
Yeah.
Where's the 20? 20 tvachim.
The Aron was 10.
The Aron was 10, right? In other words, it's 20 tvachim. So if the R is 8.5, I have 11.5 left to get. One second. Ema sukkah ad havi lechad sari palga. So a sukkah can be 11.5 tvachim. Never find such a thing, right? So it's very strange, right? Right. Rashi says in the last skinny line over here, imina yalafta. If you can learn it out from this. Boy chalala chad sari palga. You need a 11.5 empty space for a sukkah. The aron v'kaporis Taman Yupala Dahavi Dahavi, because the Aron and the Kaparos is 8.5. It's not true. It's not 8.5. The Aron's 8.5. How much is the Kaparos?
11.
What? No, the Kaparos, not the wings. Not the,
sorry.
The Kaparos itself is one.
Yes.
One Tefach. The Gemara leaves it out. Rashi leaves it out.
No, because then it's
7.5.
No,
we're including that.
And another one.
We include that in.
No, 1.5 is the Aron without the Kaparos. 1.5 Amos. How much is an Amma? 5 Tefachim.
Yeah.
1.5 times 5 is 8.5.
No,
7.5.
No,
1.5
times
5
is 7.
Oh, okay, fine. The Kiva de Kruvim Beshlish Habayis Omdin. And since the Kruvim are a third, the Hainu Lesof Esrim, which is up to 20, Pashu Chad Sari Upalga Tachas Kanfeim. You have left over 11.5. So we don't find anywhere that you need 11.5 Tvachim to make a Sukkah.
The Mishnah says 10.
The Mishnah says 10, exactly. Hello, Rabbi Yehuda, Hilchasa Gemirila, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. We're just going to resort to that. The Amar, Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Chia Bar Ashi says in the Rav, Shiurin, all Shiurim. Chatzitzin, the idea of Chatzitza. Umechitza, and the idea of Mechitza, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. All these things are Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. So 10 Tvachim, where to come from? You don't have to bring riyas from the Aron and the Kaporis and the wings. None of that matters. It's all Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Okay? Rashi and Daf Lama Dalet says, well, why? It's a funny thing. You know, we only need one of these. We only need the either Shiurim or whichever one it is, or Mechitza. The fact that Chatzitza, when you go to the mikvah, you're not allowed to have a Chatzitza. How do we know? Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Right? How do you know that a boy turns for mitzvah at 13? Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. How do you have to drink a kezayis of Dalet Kozos? Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. None of that, all that's irrelevant. We need to know one thing. How do you know, it says, there are three things over here. Shiurin, Mechitzitza, and Mechitza. There's 1,000 things that are Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Why are we mentioning only these three? Like this is only three. A million things are Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Right? Why are you mentioning only these three? Right? So Rashi says, because they taught these three together in the yeshiva. Right? And the more things on the list of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. But they taught these three together in the yeshiva, so they went hand in hand. Now we're going to start, I'm not going to do it now. Now we're going to start, the Gemara is going to say, what? Shiurin d'oraisin inu. It's not Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, it's Beferish and Psukim. Many of them are Beferish and Psukim. Many of them are. Right? And the Gemara is going to go through. And what about Chatzitza and Mechitza? And all that we'll do tomorrow. All right? We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.